Ken Melly, Chairman of the PST, Portsmouth Supporters Trust. Firstly, Ken, thank you for joining us. Just talk about the game first, just briefly.
Oh, yes, definitely. Wonderful. What a joy to talk about football for a change. Sorry about that, Bill. Yeah, good, wasn't it? And what a cracking second goal from Ryan Taylor. He took that like a true striker. Marvellous.
And that must be a bit of a relief for you as chairman of the Portsmouth Supporters Trust every time we get a win.
Yes, of course. We all want the same thing, don't we? We want to see him up there challenging.
So
it's not unbelievable that we could still put in an effort this season.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because that's the topic of our discussion tonight. But the topic of the discussion with you, as we've requested you come up here, it's very kind of you, news that maybe as some Pompey fans leaving Fratton Park today to go home, news that Mick Williams has stepped down from both the board of the PST and as a consequence of the football club. What can you tell us about the reasons behind that?
The reasons behind it you'll have to take up with Mick himself. Mick has stood down on a matter of principle over some board decisions. Like any board of any sort of company in the whole of the country, we have disagreements. You don't always all vote the same way.
But it must have been quite a serious thing to require him to stand down on a matter of principle.
Well, he thought it was. So, you know, he thought it was, so that's up to me.
So are you saying that you think that it's an unnecessary move on Mick's part?
I think it's a very sad move, a very disappointing move. Mick has given so much to the trust, he's given so much to the club. It's a great disappointment. And of course, because he was a trust representative, our constitution means that immediately he steps down from the board of the trust. Unfortunately, he can no longer be our representative as a club director.
And obviously, you're not prepared to tell us at this stage. I mean, will we ever know what his matter of principle was? Is it ever like? I mean, it's a lot of boardroom decisions stay in the boardroom. Is this going to come out? Because there'll be a lot of people saying, well, we're a community club, with supporters own it, we've got a right to know what's happening.
Yes, indeed. But again, statements that individuals make, I'm afraid you're going to have to ask the individuals, you know, the reasons behind them. It's not for me to comment on something that Mick has said.
Well, it was a statement that was put out by the Supporters Trust.
Yes.
Mick's quote was in the Supporters Trust statement, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So obviously the Supporters Trust approved that, otherwise they wouldn't put it out in their press release.
Correct. Yeah.
But there was nothing in that press release that said that we were sorry, as the Supporters Trust board, that we were sorry to see Mick go.
Okay. I thought we'd thank him
for his sterling work, yep. And everyone who knows him knows Mick. But there was nothing actually that said we're sorry to see him go. And you know, when you read between the lines, if it's a matter of principle and there's nothing like that, people are going to start asking questions.
Right. Okay. Well, if I'll put that part of the record straight. Personally, I, Ken Malley, am very sorry to see Mick go. Mick has done a hell of a lot for all of us, for the club and for the trust itself. And I'm very, very sorry to see him go. And I mean, I was speaking to him before the game today. And I mean, parting words were, you know, if I want to talk to him at any time, then he's more than happy to talk to us. As same as it was, I mean, going back not so long ago when Ashley Brown stepped down as chair, we are part of a unit, really. And I mean, Mick is still devoted to the cause of the trust.
And being on a matter of principle, is the door shut on Mick's return, or is there always the possibility that
absolutely
that he might come
nothing
back?
At all to stop Mick standing for election in the summer? Nothing at all.
So he could quite feasibly be back on the board of the PST.
Yeah, that's in his hands entirely.
Okay, and would you personally like to see him back?
I would. I'd vote for him.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, as a shareholder, Pompey shareholder, I'd vote for him as well. But there
good,
you go.
Good.
Thank you very much indeed, Ken, for coming up and clarifying the situation. That's very
okay.
Nice.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, and enjoy the post-match pint, because I think we deserve it after today.
Yeah. Thanks indeed.
Thanks a lot to Ken Malley, Portsmouth Supporters Trust Chairman.